Hello there, and welcome to Woman of Grit, a podcast that holds space for women to have authentic conversations about our intersectional challenges and where we elevate women's voices, celebrate their strengths, and honor their resilience. I'm your host, Dr. Ann, the Gritpreneur and Woman of Grit. Come on in. We saved a seat at the table for you.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to Woman of Grit podcast. On today's episode, we have a guest. Michelle Parrad is a holistic business coach who helps entrepreneurs launch and grow mission-driven businesses. Welcome to Woman of Grit. How are you this evening?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing fantastic. Yes.
Excellent. So can you talk a little bit about what you do in terms of being a holistic business coach who helps entrepreneurs launch and grow mission-driven business?
Yeah. So, you know, I think there's a lot of business coaches out there that they really specialize on the strategy, you know, the revenue growth, the effectiveness of the business, and all of those things are really important and valuable. But what I really specialize in is drawing out from people what's really in their hearts, what they're really gifted at, and, you know, what their genius is ultimately, and what they're actually meant to be doing. And sometimes that's not always evident. Sometimes some people, it has been this like hidden passion that they just don't necessarily have the courage to go forward with. You know, I think as a society, sometimes we tend to think that, oh, you know, if I choose my passion projects, you know, it's either I choose that and I have no money, or I choose something that's sustaining me financially. And the point is that there is a beautiful intersection between the two. It's possible to have both. It's important, of course, to look at your audience, what the market needs, what the market wants, and combine that with your desires. And so I really help people put the puzzle pieces together. And that's kind of where the holistic piece comes into play as well, because I look at people not just from the perspective of the business that they want to grow, but
right,
what's happening in their soul, what's happening in their environment, what's happening with their relationships, and how that can be supportive or not supportive to what they ultimately should be doing and want to be.
Right. And so the two don't have to be separate. There can be a happy medium, a meeting of what your passion is and what will make money for you.
Exactly.
And so, yes, absolutely. And, you know, the next thing I was going to ask, but you answered it already, was how that differentiates you from other coaches. I heard, you know, you're taking the holistic. And I think that is really important too. I'm kind of a bit of impulsive person. So I may say, okay, fine, I want to do this without really giving it full thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so a coach like you would be helpful. Make me slow down a little bit and really give it some thought. I'm passionate about a lot of things. What's your experience working with people who have passions in so many different things? How do you corral them a little bit?
Yeah, that's actually my ideal client, someone who is multi-passionate, who has a lot of energy and spirit and is skillful at many different things. And it is difficult to make those decisions. For some people who are serial entrepreneurs, it doesn't mean that all the ideas that you have won't manifest at some point, right? Maybe all of those things are meant to be as part of your journey, but the decision-making process is what's the first thing that you want to create and do, and sort of taking it at one step at a time. And it really is, of course, it's individual as to how that decision-making process comes about. It's very situational, but, you know, I help people work through what are the dynamics of these choices. For example, if there's a partner that comes in with the business idea, are there any red flags around that? Is it just a test? Because a lot of times we get things come in that are actually not aligned for us, and we get distracted by them because it's like, oh, there's this shiny object, but it aligns with their mission rather than yours. And so
right.
I help people think that through, but also feel that through too. It's really important to feel into and understand your own body's cues, because when you're talking to someone or exploring possibilities, your body is very intelligent and will know and give you the information that you need. It's just listening to it.
It'll give you cues and clues. Yes.
If you feel energized and it's a yes right away, you know, I mean, of course, over time, depending on how you're designed, for some people, you need to give it time to settle. Uh-huh. You know, for other people, if it's a yes, it's a yes. And then if it's a maybe, you know, you gotta kind of sit it out until it's really a yes, right?
Right.
Don't go with some maybe thing.
Right.
And ultimately that will fizzle out. Yeah.
Thank you for that. So I did something. I went on your website. And I took brilliance archetype quiz. Can you guess what it put me as?
Probably a healer.
Yes, I have to confess. I did not know any of those games. And at the end, boom, healer.
Yeah. For those that believe in energy, I feel that this quiz is an energetic process. So I tell people not to get tripped up over the questions, you know. Mm-hmm. You did the right thing, like just pick the one you
right
is right, and then you know you'll get the right one.
Right. The one that called to me. I just picked it. So yeah. So can you please describe the CELL method, S-E-L-L, the acronym you use in your coaching?
Yeah. So it's really my own system that I've created to help people to play, of course, on the word CELL.
Right.
It's ultimately about moving away from old paradigm selling and moving into a new age where mm-hmm. we're really first and foremost sourcing. So the S from of the L, E-L-L, is sourcing information from your own higher self or a higher place, whatever it is in your belief system. And we all have this capability to get information, not from an ego-driven place, but
right.
really through meditation techniques where we're able to channel and download information that is for our highest good. And then it's expanding our concept of what's possible, the container in which we can bring in all the abundance that we desire, because oftentimes we set our goals too small. And it's about thinking about all the possibilities without constraining ourselves. And then there's a process, there's an alchemical process of liberating ourselves from any conceptions, from any blocks that we might have. It could be money. I mean, it could be family pattern traumas that really keep us in a stuck place. So we need to evaluate and look at that. And once we liberate ourselves, then we can really attract exactly what we want. Because the law of attraction only works to a certain degree. And you can think positively. You can wish things into reality. But I don't know about you, but I find sometimes what we create can be a little bit warped. The reason for that is we have some things in our subconscious mind that haven't been fully cleared out. So it's
right.
identifying what those are. And then once you go through this alchemical process, you get better and better and better at bringing in the resources that you need, the team that you need, the investments, and the clients as well, and getting clearer and clearer about who you are, what you do, and ultimately embodying your business as well. And once
right.
you have that clarity, it's just really energetically attractive mm-hmm. to everyone around you. So it's an energetic selling that has less to do with what you say in a conversation, but just having right. clear awareness and ability to channel information that's for you.
All right. So for listeners who are thinking of starting or growing a business, how do they build a business around their gifts? Somebody who's thinking of starting a business, what kinds of things can they start doing?
Absolutely. So one of the tools that I work with people on is called Gene Keys. And so you can go on there and take a test for free, ultimately to get your map but it provides information about, in some cases, about career and about prosperity. And it's important information for us to understand what our ultimate life's work is. But in order to get there, you have to transmute your shadows. And so it tells you what the other side of that coin is.
Genetics, that G-E-N-E?
Yes.
Like genetics?
Yes.
And then what websites? Is it on your website or there's a Gene Keys website?
GeneKeys.com.
Okay. I'll include that in the show notes that way if there's anybody listening who wants to check it out.
It's really a self-discovery process. Every time you read an aspect of your chart, you're actually just transformed just through the reading of it because you're submitting yourself to new information. So it's a very interesting mirror and very, very deep. So it's a lifetime of study, but for those that are willing to go there, a really good place to start. The archetype quiz is a great way to also evaluate, you know, what kind of person you are and how that can be, you know, integrated as well into your business design. So if you're a healer, it doesn't mean you have to have the profession of a healer,
right?
But it's the personality type that you want to be aware of, okay, the value that you're bringing as a healer. It's the container, the space that you're creating. It's the ability for other people to feel safe in your presence. So it's like all these factors that you want to put a value on as well when you are creating your services. It's just another aspect of looking at yourself again. I do have some discovery calls with people who are interested in coaching, and I use my own, you know, intuitive guidance and my over, you know, a decade of study in the healing and space and different modalities. And so, you know, I'm also able to bring in new pieces of information, again, that whatever happened to that person at that specific moment in time for them. And it may be helpful because, again, we may be going through the motions of what we're doing and not really seeing clearly kind of what's in our way. And sometimes it's letting go. I think one of the most difficult things is, okay, now that I know or maybe have some inkling or information about, okay, what should I do next? I think the most difficult part that I found for people is how can I let go of the attachment to what I previously built for myself?
Right.
People get in their comfort zone of like, oh, okay, I got these certifications for this type of profession. This is what I'm known for. This is what I made money on. And, you know, it takes a lot of courage to say, no, I'm going to scrap that.
Right.
And you're taking all that experience with you and bringing that to anything you're doing.
Yes.
But in order to recreate yourself, you have to go through this space of the unknown.
Right. Absolutely. You know, it just reminds me, before I went into public health, I was an ophthalmologist. I was a surgeon. And I think maybe about third year of my residency, I kind of had that nagging feeling that maybe this was not what I really wanted to do. But I told myself, you know, I was going to practice, give myself some time. And I practiced for about a year and a half in ophthalmology. And literally, I got to the point where I said, if I see another eyeball, I tell you, I just don't know what I was going to do. I was so unhappy. And people would look at me and be like, oh my gosh, you know, ophthalmology? Yes, I'm unhappy. And I quit the practice I was at. And I went back to residency and I did public health and preventive medicine. And yeah. I felt like I was home. I really felt like I was home. It was a mismatch for me for ophthalmology. But when I came to public health, I found my tribe. I really did find my tribe. I love the people I work with. I go to work. I say this all the time. 60% of my job satisfaction is really the people I work with. So I totally get it about having to completely pivot, you know, making that switch from ophthalmology to preventive medicine and public health was really ideal for me. I just think of if you're in a hole, you stop digging. You know, stop digging. Just try and get out before you go too far in. So your passion for the study of consciousness, some of that has come through in our conversation so far. Your passion for the study of consciousness, mindsets, and well-being led you on a spiritual journey about 7 years ago. Can you talk about how this journey influenced not only your life, but how you coach your business clients?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I just wanted to comment really quickly that you brought up a really good point about how your environment is so important, right? So choose a career path. It really isn't just something you might be good at, but it's like the people around you and the aspects of, you know, do you thrive within a team or do you thrive yourself? And so there's so many different aspects you want to obviously look at when you're choosing. And it's nothing that we grew up with. You know, I had a career counselor in college and none of that was part of the conversation, right? In choosing. So we haven't really been taught to think from a multidimensional space of who we are and the complexities of what would make us happy environment. So yeah, kudos to you for doing that, you know, quickly and earlier on, the pivot and realizing that. So, but yeah, as far as my journey, I was working in Silicon Valley. I had a job that, you know, from the outside, again, seemed really cool. Yeah, I learned a tremendous amount, which I'm grateful for and I'm using to this day. And so I was working at a tech firm. It was backed by Al Gore and, you know, other fancy people working there. And I was feeling just very boxed in, very multi-skilled and wanting to do many different things within the organization, but told to sort of stay within a specific corner.
Right.
You know, and my soul was like, no, I want to do more. You know, I was feeling a little bit limited. And unfortunately, you know, and this happens in a lot of organizations, it's hard to sometimes navigate placements, you know, within organization.
Right.
And pivoting within organizations as well. And so at that time, I was sort of having astrologically, it's called a Saturn return. And so I was questioning everything, the meaning of life, what I was doing there. Everything. And so it really took me on the path of self-discovery. I started learning Kabbalah. I started getting into many different healing modalities. I want to say accidentally, but not. I had an astrologer told me you would be good as a healer, facilitator, or educator. And at that time, I had no idea what a healer was. And I was, you know, I kind of put it on the shelf as, okay, interesting. Okay. And I'm doing all of those things. So I find it to be, you know, intriguing, and everything has its own timing for when that is to happen. But, you know, I really started by first being interested in healing myself because I had different, you know, I had hormonal issues that I ended up healing, you know, just various other patterns, you know, relationship patterns, other things. So I just got very intrigued about how all, you know, this whole world can help you. I was also getting to be a lot better within my workplace environment as well. So this helped me become much more efficient within my workspace because I was actually working on my mind so much. I was spending more time on visualization, on forward thinking, as opposed to, okay, this person did this to me, this gossip over here, that like all that can occupy you, you know, maybe anger, resentment, all of those things. When you start to clear them, it makes a lot of room and space into your mind to create. And so I was creating very efficiently. My relationships and work changed. I didn't have a boss anymore that was like micromanaging me. So I changed a lot just even within the workplace when I was working on myself. And I started upgrading things within my workplace. Like I got in, you know, a new office space. I got, you know, moved to another office where there were better, you know, people. So I got better and better at manifesting in that. And then eventually I was like, oh, I just want to share this knowledge with other people. So
right.
Doing it as a side business.
Okay.
In the healing space. And it was just, you know, I was just offering it to whoever wanted. I didn't have a niche, but I was starting to notice that I was attracting a certain type of person. And in particular, they were people who were very driven, very service oriented, and wanted to make a difference in the world. And ultimately, that is a pretty entrepreneurial space as well.
Right.
And over time, as my gifts also increased, I would be able to download their business model. You know, I would be able to get information about the specifics of how they're going to build it out, what's their team, and things like that. And so it was getting to be more of a niche. Like, I started to see that, okay, wow, I can bring the information that I have acquired in the business realm. And also, what makes a business successful? Because I had seen so many startups, some that failed,
right,
others that succeeded, and why that was the case. So a lot of that information that I acquired, I transferred into working people. And so I decided, okay, I need to create something a little bit more in depth that's really serving the people I'm most attracting, that I'm able to help the most. You know, now I'm doing this sort of hybrid, the spiritual realm with the business realm. It was a natural evolution, and it took some time to really craft and understand my ideal person and what their needs
right.
were. I mean, it was an evolution. I mean, I did 3 different websites before I got to this one.
Right.
I got different bits of information as I went along. And, you know, sometimes it's not, you know, you can go into something and it 3 years later, it can kind of evolve. I already, you know, ideas of how it's going to expand and change. And so as long as we're prepared and available for, okay, I've reached this next step or next level of understanding, and I can change and adapt and not be attached to what's no longer relevant, even though we've so much time and investment into it. But that evolution of being an entrepreneur as well.
Right.
So how do you describe purpose?
Purpose.
Mm-hmm. You know, purpose is a much bigger concept than just, you know, our life's work. You know, part of my purpose, ironically, is, and I learned this through my chart, is to learn how to have fun. I have, you know, genetically and societally, you know, been ingrained in a very hardworking culture where it's like mm-hmm. grit, which is
right.
Of your podcast, that's like,
yes,
like do it until, you know, you collapse, right?
Right. Yeah.
There is a lot to be said to having that perseverance. It's really important, consistent, and bring in, you know, day-to-day energy into your business. Even, you know, sometimes it can be fun and sometimes it can be boring stuff, right? But it's really important to balance that with things that you enjoy, that spark, you know, life in you. That's actually ultimately the vibe and the energy that you pour into your business. And it has to be this beautiful interflow between the two and a beautiful balance between the two. So your purpose can be in many forms. It's a life lesson that you're here to learn. It could be your life's work, and you could have multiple businesses that are part of your purpose. It could be to actually be as simple as you gave a piece of advice to somebody and that changed their whole world. And then they
right.
went on to build this empire that changed millions of lives, right?
Right.
Maybe your purpose is literally just to give that piece of information to one person, and that's right. completed that. So it can be in many, many formats.
Also, our purpose can make us money.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's the perfect world where we're doing what you're called to do. Supports you financially. So, yes.
Yeah. There needs to be a societal shift because there are certain professions that I think are so undervalued.
Teachers come to mind all the time. Teachers.
I mean, you would think these are the most important people, right? I think there's a lot of reform that does need place, that teachers, public health professionals, healers, you know, there are certain people that are actually extremely valuable and that should actually be paid quite a lot. And
it's like it's upside down. We entrust our children to people that we do not compensate nearly enough to do a good job. Where can listeners find
you? Yeah, you can find me on michelleparade.com. So it's MICELEPARA. And I'm on Instagram as well, michelle.parade. Yeah, please reach out. Happy to have a conversation with you. Please take a look at the quiz. I have an upcoming masterclass as well where I teach energetics to help grow your business.
So is there anything that I left out that you would like the listeners to know?
Keep going.
Yeah.
Just keep discovering new things about yourself. We are all a mystery and a continuous surprise, and to not keep ourselves within a specific box of what we think.
Right. Absolutely.
And keep, you know, having the courage to change and evolve and taking small steps towards what we want, because that over time builds a momentum. Even taking those small action steps in the direction that we want, it brings in more. It sends signals to the universe. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to receive. I'm ready to formation.
Absolutely. Well, I never say goodbye. I just say until next time, because I believe, you know, we will meet again in the future. So it's not goodbye. See you later. Thank you for being a guest on Woman of Grit podcast.
It was such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure for me too. Thank you.
So that's it for today's episode of Woman of Grit. Thank you for joining us, and don't miss the next episode in 1 week. And while you're waiting, you can catch up on previous episodes of our podcast on your favorite listening platforms, which you can access from our website, womanofgritpodcast.com. While on the website, you can learn more about today's guest and all our previous guests. Make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and rate the show to help us reach more listeners so we can continue bringing you these incredible stories of women who have overcome challenges with grit and determination. Thank you for your support, and until next week, remain ever gritful and never quit. It's always darkest before dawn, but light comes in the morning. Take care.